Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center and Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as a look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, 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 I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, thank you. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we were looking at mothers because this was a Mother's Day teaching. And it's amazing how many mothers have been put under condemnation by the devil and his lies. Oh, you're not a good mother. You haven't been a good wife. You haven't been a good parent. You haven't done this. You haven't done that. And then it puts them into a place of condemnation, and they can't accomplish what God's called them to do. So this broadcast will be the final episode of our Mother's Day meeting, and I'm praying that it's helped you get a freedom, mothers, get a freedom and a release from guilt and condemnation as you move forward in the things of God. And then we will start a new series as we continue today, but let's pick it up in the service to hear the final thoughts on mothers being under guilt and condemnation.
Now I'm talking to men and women, XX and XY. This church will be known as XX and XY, okay? And he is a he, and she is a she. There's no her she. Oh, God. I'm going to be sued by a chocolate factory. Hershey's. At least you come for you come to church, you get fed, and you have a comedy show with it. Stop, ladies, I'm serious about this. You're not the cause of the divorce. You're not the cause of the destruction in your home. You're not the cause. It's the cause of the curse and the devil. And don't blame anyone else. Blame the blame where it belongs, on the father of all lies. He'll come to you and he'll rip you apart, given half a chance. You are a blood-washed, blood-bought child of the Most High God. You are an awesome specimen, a world changer. You're a brand new creation in Christ, and you are a peculiar person. He said you're a nation of priests, holy nation. My God, I'm a holy nation. How dare the devil come and put that nonsense in your life, all over your life? It's time you kicked him out. Get him out of the house. My Lord Jesus. There are three things I discovered about raising children. Number one, raising children to me is the most important call in the world. Yes. In the world. Amen. Number two, it's often the most difficult call in the world. Right. Number three, it's the most rewarding call in the world to raise children. And even if they don't go in the way they should go in the beginning, you pray for them. You say, Lord, I didn't do it right. I put that under the blood. Forgive me. Now I call them in. And I thank you, Lord, that you send angels, you send people, you send laborers to cross their path, to come and speak to them. My child in jail, send someone there. Send someone to talk to that person. I know guys that are in jail that are more on fire than us. It's not your fault. Ladies, it's not your fault that there's not enough money in the house. It's not your fault that the family's splitting up. It's not your fault that there's a problem and he's left you. It is not your fault that you're a single mother. Right. Not your fault you had an abortion. Not your fault for miscarriages. Not your fault for an adulterous affair. It's a fault of the fall of the curse of the enemy. Now we've got to get under that blood. We've got to get the power of the Holy Spirit inside of us and say, I will not fall that way ever again in Jesus' mighty name. And let the Holy Spirit guide you through these landmines. You know, outside of these walls is landmines. Actually, in some of the churches is landmines. You better watch who you sit next to in some churches. But most of the witches come to church. And Jezebels, keep yourself clean and pure. Trust God. Ladies, say, Lord, I'm in your hands. I'm in your hands, Lord. It's not always easy. But you're called of God. Ladies, you wouldn't have children, or you wouldn't even be a lady, but you're called of God, you're anointed by God, and you're appointed by God. And you just happen to be a child of God. So whatever's gone wrong in your life, it's under the blood. It's all the sin you committed under the blood. Now let me start on the men and the sins they commit. My God. A lot of women have abortions because the men insist. But you know what? They too can be forgiven if they put it under the blood. You must come to the place where you know and believe that true acceptance of Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior removes all of your sins, and you are completely, once for all, forgiven. Totally forgiven. Why don't you start today with a brand new slate, mothers? Woman, start today with a brand new slate. I'm turning over a new leaf. The old I'm leaving behind, the new I'm stepping into. I'm changed and I'm being who I am. I'm called, I'm anointed, and I'm appointed by God. I'm an agent of change and I'm a world changer. Heaven is my home, God is my Father, my name is in the book of life. Today, you make that change. Oh my God. Hebrews 10, look at this. Hebrews 10, I'm almost closed. Hebrews 10, verse 12. But our high priest, which is Jesus, offered himself to God as a single sacrifice for sins, good for all times. Good for all times. Now, then he sat down at the place of honor of God's right hand. Verse 17, and their sins and their lawless deeds and acts, I will remember no more, no longer holding their sins against them. How dare anyone hold their sin, your sin against you? Who do they think they are? They're not God. There's one God. And he said, you're forgiven. You're free. No matter how badly you messed up, you're free. That sin is taken care of once for all time, now included. My God, the way this God loves us, he took care of the problem once for all. Sweet Jesus. Okay, my God. And I'm closing with this scripture. When you're free, you'll start living this. Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. Point to yourself and say, I'm God's masterpiece. You know you are. Do you know that you're the only speaking spirit on the planet? The only ones created in his image and likeness. No one else. There's no reincarnation. No cow's going to come back as a Jehovah's Witness. I'm not joking. The only speaking spirits like God, you and me. Say, I am God's masterpiece. God adores me. He created me brand new in Jesus Christ. I can do everything he has planned for me. That's our God. That's our God. You know, and I just want to tell you one last thing. It's closed. I want to just tell you one last thing. Think of this. How did God save mankind? Any of you know? How did God save mankind? It's not a trick question. It's a question. You all know. Jesus Christ. By the blood of Jesus Christ. How did Jesus Christ get into the world? Through a what?
A
what? The Savior came through a what?
Woman.
Oh. Is that the species that we call beneath us? Some countries have to, you walk behind the men. You can't even walk at their side. You got to hide your face, your body. All that kind of nonsense. You can't even get an education. You're in the kitchen bare feet making babies and food. No. God's got a bigger call for you, ladies, than you can possibly imagine. then you can possibly, and you've been held back, you're sitting back. He used a woman to bring the Savior into the world. There was no man involved in that one, guys. Hate to say it. No man was involved in that one. The Holy Spirit impregnated her with the seed. The seed. Because men were already corrupt. But the Savior came through a woman. The first people to tell about Jesus being resurrected were women. They were the first evangelists out there. He's alive. He's risen from the dead. I want you to be free today. Be loose from all the contraptions and acts and all the things the devil's planned to stop you, to make you feel less than what you are. You are a child of the Most High God. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Thanks be to God who always causes you to triumph in Christ Jesus. No weapon formed against you will prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you, you will condemn. For you are the righteousness of Christ Jesus and God Almighty. How dare the devil come against you with all this trash? You're blessed in the field. You're blessed in the basket. You're blessed going in and you're blessed coming out. You're blessed and all you put your hand to will prosper. Your children will come home. Your children will get reinstated with you again in Jesus Christ's mighty name. If you're a woman, I want you to come up here. And if you've got children especially, come up for prayer. Anyone can come up. Pray, woman, babies or not, come up. We're going to pray over you guys. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Rabashin Derekaka. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I need the pastors that want to come up and pray with us here. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Holy Spirit, touch them all today. Oh, Holy Spirit, let these precious ladies know. Let them know, Lord. Come on up. You can start playing. Thank you. So, Father, we just thank you for your precious mothers, these precious women. We thank you, Lord, that they were fearfully and wonderfully created. Lord, only you could do such a miraculous thing like you did to make them able to conceive and bear children. Procreators, I thank you for each and every one of these mothers, every one of these ladies. Now, some of them have got issues going on, some from abuses, some from letdowns and disappointments. Some from fears and doubts and unbelief. Some from divorces, some from whatever it is, abuse. Some children not talking to them. Some children that are messed up royally. But it's not their fault, Lord. And all of those children that are still here with us will be touched by these prayers today. Whatever the enemy's meant for your destruction, the Bible says God will turn it for your glory. His glory, your good. And those that have come against you, and those that have lied, and the devil who's been telling you you're no good, you're not worth much, you shouldn't be here, you shouldn't call yourself a woman of God, is the biggest lie ever. And today, you're going to be loosed. That child that went early is not your fault. You couldn't have done anything. Nobody could have done anything. Keep it going. But God can fix your heart. He can strengthen you. He can take the hurt and the pain and that loss, feeling of loss. He can take it away. Just take, bring tissues through you, guys. Alicia, come and join us. And many of you ladies have had to bear the burden and carry the load. But God is saying, it's over. Today it changes.
Thank you for joining us at Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 8 a.m. in our Tradition Town Hall campus at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, or join us in our